ever just picture like the weirdest things? I was thinking about parties, and instead of, you know, everyone standing around awkwardly with drinks, what if it was just filled with foam, like chest-high foam everywhere?
Yeah, that's an interesting image. A foamy dance floor. It definitely makes you wonder what that would even be like. And how do they even do that?
It does. And actually, this week you sent me this website for hashtag foam party boys on Long Island. Now, we aren't going to get into the science of foam, but it's a company trying to create fun experiences, right? But looking at their website and especially those FAQs they have, it really gives a lot more detail about what a foam party actually is.
Yeah, you're right. You usually find the most interesting info in the practical details.
Yeah.
It's what the company has to think about to actually run the business, the logistics, and everything.
Right. So for our listeners, I think our mission today should be figuring out what's actually involved in a foam party. Like if you were going to throw one, what do you need to know?
Yeah.
But also just for the fun of it, you know, we can look at the logistics and how much fun it is, but also the other stuff like is it safe and what about the environment? All using the Foam Party Boys website as our guide.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so first things first, what is a foam party? The website says it's a social event in which participants dance to music on a floor covered in several feet of suds or bubbles or foam, usually dispensed from a foam machine. Simple enough, right? But the Foam Party Boys want it to be more than that. They want it to be, they say, amazing and fun for all ages and not just an ordinary party.
I see. So they want to take it up a notch. And I think what's really key to making a party memorable is that sense of being surrounded by something, really immersed in it. They even say their rental machines can make a ton of foam. And I noticed that they mentioned they can set it up on different surfaces like grass, concrete, even asphalt.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. You could really have it anywhere. And it's not just standing in a pile of foam either. There's music and even beach balls, they say, the guests get to keep. You can really see how they want to make it more than just about the foam itself.
Yeah, I'm seeing a theme here about making sure it's an overall experience. They want people to be active and engaged, not just passively standing around. And you know those extras, the music, the beach balls, they all add to the overall fun.
For sure. They also mention how versatile the parties can be. They could be the main event, like for a birthday or a block party, or you could add it to a bigger event, like at a church or school or even private parties.
It seems like they are really trying to appeal to a broad audience, which makes sense from a business standpoint. They want to capture as many different types of events as possible, right?
Exactly. So if you were thinking about having a foam party, what would you get from Foam Party Boys specifically? They say their packages are all-inclusive, which sounds a lot less stressful than just getting the equipment and figuring it out yourself, like
Yeah.
what they call a drop-and-go rental.
Yeah, that all-inclusive thing is definitely appealing, especially if you're busy and don't want to worry about the details. You know, just show up and enjoy the party. They say they have a trained operator for the foam machine, which they actually call a cannon, and even a DJ for music and activities. So they really take care of everything.
I like how organized that sounds. Okay, so it looks like they have a few different packages. Their amazing foam party starts at $425 for the first hour. That includes the foam, the machine operator, the music, and those beach balls we talked about. And you can add on more time too. Then there are some other packages like colored foam parties, which are a little pricier, $550 for that first hour.
So you're paying a bit of a premium for the colored foam, but I could see how that would be really cool, visually speaking. Imagine the photos.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you can choose the color too. They have pink, blue, green, purple, yellow, and orange. And speaking of cool visuals, they have glow-in-the-dark foam parties too. Also, $550 to start. Those come with UV foam and glow sticks. Sounds perfect for a nighttime event.
I was wondering how they did the glow in the dark. I bet the foam has something in it that reacts to black light. And then the glow sticks just add to the whole atmosphere.
I was thinking the same thing, but it's not all just foam. They also have a bubble party. Same starting price as the amazing foam party. It comes with bubble stations and even what they call a bubble-itologist.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And if you can't decide, they have a bubbles and foam package that combines both.
Haha, a bubble itologist. That's a new one. But you know, it kind of makes sense. It's like a specialist in bubbles. It's interesting how they're appealing to different preferences. Some people might want a foam party, and others might prefer something a little more delicate and whimsical like bubbles.
Right. And for anyone who wants to do it themselves, they have a foam machine rental. For $350 plus tax, you can pick it up and have it for the whole day. They give you enough solution for about 2 hours, and you can buy extra, including colored foam and glow foam. So that's definitely a good option if you're on a budget.
Yeah, that rental option gives people a lot of flexibility, especially if they want more control over things. And it's smart of them to offer the different types of foam for rent, too.
One thing to remember, though, they charge an extra $100 for holiday weekends. Makes sense, though, right? Supply and demand.
Yeah, that's pretty standard for any service around holidays.
And they also mentioned that for bigger events, like at a school or a church or even a festival, they can provide more than one phone cannon and also lighting and sound systems. Importantly, they also say they are insured.
Oh, that's good to know. Especially with bigger events, you definitely want to make sure everyone's covered.
Absolutely. Now, practically speaking, they say one machine is good for about 30 to 40 people in the foam at the same time. If you have more people or want the foam to be deeper, you can get extra machines for an additional cost. And if you don't have easy access to water or an outlet, they can provide that too for an extra fee.
I like how they thought about all those logistical things. You know, sometimes you get caught up in the fun part and forget about the practical stuff. But water and power, those are pretty important.
For sure. So we have a pretty good idea now of what a foam party is and what the foam party boys offer. But now for the important questions, like, is it safe? Will it ruin your lawn? What about the environment? You know, all that stuff.
Those are definitely things people would be wondering about, but they address it right on the website, which is good. They say their foam is safe for grass, eco-friendly, hypoallergenic, dye-free, and pet-friendly. That's a good start.
Yeah, they don't shy away from the safety aspect. They even say the foam solution is biodegradable, non-toxic, non-staining, and hypoallergenic. So basically safe for everyone and everything. Babies, kids, animals, plants, the whole environment.
That's a bold claim, but it's good they're being upfront about it.
And they back it up too. They actually list the ingredients for their foam daddy foam solution. It's sodium, lauryl, sulfate, glycerol, and water. And they explain that these are common ingredients, like in shampoo and dish soap, and even toothpaste.
Oh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought about that. I guess it makes sense, though. You want something that's foamy, but also gentle.
Yeah, exactly. They do say it doesn't have perfumes or strong cleaning agents like you'd find in some soaps.
That makes sense. You wouldn't want anything too harsh, especially if it's getting on your skin.
They also have an FAQ section where they answer more specific questions. They say it's safe for kids and pets, which is a relief. But they also say they don't recommend blowing foam into swimming pools.
Oh, yeah, I see why. It would get all cloudy and you wouldn't be able to see the bottom. Not very safe.
Exactly. And they say it takes about 20 minutes to set up, which isn't too bad. And for anyone wondering, they say the foam itself isn't slippery, but when it mixes with water, it can get slippery. So they recommend being careful on wet surfaces.
That makes sense. I can imagine things getting pretty slick.
And the best part, no cleanup needed. The foam just disappears on its own, though the area will be wet.
That's a huge plus.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to clean up a giant pile of foam?
I know, right? As for weather, rain is the main thing to worry about. They say a little bit of rain is usually okay, but if it's really pouring, they'll give you a refund. And for what to wear, they recommend light, comfy clothes, like t-shirts and shorts, or even swimsuits.
That sounds about right. I guess you'd want something you don't mind getting wet and soapy.
And they have a fun suggestion, too. If you're having colored foam, they say to wear white so the colors show up better. Oh, and one more thing about clothing. Even though they say the foam is dry, you will get wet eventually. So they say to bring towels and maybe a change of clothes.
Good advice. Better to be prepared.
All right, so back to the practical stuff. We already mentioned water and power, but they give more details. They need a water source and a grounded 3-prong outlet within 100 feet of the cannon, but they can provide those if needed, for a fee, of course. They also clearly state that they only service Long Island, both Nassau and Suffolk counties in New York.
That's helpful to know. I mean, you wouldn't want to book them thinking they could come anywhere in the state.
Exactly. And for those of you thinking about having a foam party in the off season, they say their usual season is May through September, but they might be able to do it other times depending on the weather.
I can imagine it wouldn't be too fun to be covered in foam when it's freezing cold outside.
Right. They even have Foam Boys merch for sale on the website, like t-shirts. And they list some of their past clients, which is always a good sign, shows they have experience.
Definitely. It builds trust when you see they've worked with other clients before.
And lastly, they talk about their high-quality foam machine cannons. They can shoot foam up to 30 feet high and cover a 30 by 30 foot area with foam that's 4 feet deep, maybe even more.
Wow, that's a lot of foam. You really get a sense of how impressive it would be to see in person.
Totally. Now, something I was thinking about, and I'm sure you were too, is the environmental impact. They say the soap is biodegradable, which is great, but what about the bigger picture?
Yeah, that's a good point. They do touch on that in their FAQ, talking about how to make foam parties more environmentally friendly. Mm. They mention using biodegradable soap, which they do, using less water, although they don't say exactly how much, and making sure any waste is disposed of properly.
Mm.
And they talk about the energy use of the equipment.
Yeah, it seems like they are thinking about those things. They acknowledge that non-biodegradable soaps can be harmful and that using too much water and energy is a problem, so at least they're aware of the issues even if they don't go into a ton of detail.
It's definitely a positive that they're thinking about the bigger picture and not just focusing on their own product.
One last practical tip. They mentioned that serving food at a foam party might not be the best idea. With all the soap and water around, it's probably hard to keep things clean and sanitary, so maybe keep the food separate.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. You don't want people getting soap in their food.
All right, so to wrap it up, it seems like foam parties, at least the ones the foam party boys throw, are a really unique and safe way to have a fun event. They have options for everyone, they're careful about safety and the environment, and they handle a lot of the planning.
That's a great summary. And it's fascinating how much we learned just from looking at one company's website. We talked about the different packages, the safety precautions, the logistics of water and power, and even the environmental considerations.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Even something as simple as a foam party has all these different aspects to consider. The foam itself, how it's set up, the safety of everyone involved, and even the impact on the environment. It shows that even fun events can have a footprint and take a lot more planning than we might realize.
Exactly. And I think the key takeaway here is that we should all be a little more mindful of the choices we make, even when it comes to something as lighthearted as a foam party, because even seemingly small actions can have an impact.
I love that. Mm. Well, there you have it, folks. Next time you see a foam party, you'll have a whole new understanding of everything that goes into it. And who knows, maybe you'll even be inspired to throw one yourself. But that's it for this deep dive. Until next time.
Thanks for listening.